Today Talk Sports, Trevin A. Jones, Aubrey Bruce, Ray Porter Jr. We've been talking NFL, man. And why? Because training camp is in a week. Man, I can't.
It's unbelievable.
That's crazy to me.
Ooh, so, no doubt.
Yeah. And oh, wait a minute. And let me say this. All of us sitting here have played football at some point in time. Mm-hmm. Okay, whether it's high school, college, you know, whatever, peewee. So this is my point, Ray, before you even say anything.
No, I hear what you're saying.
When you get up to August,
mm-hmm.
Can't you smell the grass cut?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The grass smells first thing in the morning. But first thing in the morning after practice is when you have to come out for that first early morning practice.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to get wet regardless and then you smell the grass.
The dew is still there.
Yeah, and the dew is still on the grass. And then you have to lay down in it and do the push-ups and then the roll. And then you go out to get to hit. And sometimes you get mad because coach don't let you hit till the afternoon practices. Mm-hmm. And all morning it's like, okay, wait a minute. Come on, coach. And you're kind of wore out by the time you come back for practice number two.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Arby. Did you play for Temple?
Yeah, I played for Temple.
Okay.
And, you know, like, the thing about it is, it's hot mm-hmm. when you're hitting, mm-hmm. right, in the afternoon. And then everybody's cool to, like, check it out. Right. So, I mean, I think you should hit first.
Yeah. I agree.
When you're resting.
I agree. And sometimes we got lucky, though, when I was playing. I didn't get to college and play. I should have. But in high school, it's like the coach would have us hitting in the morning, which is kind of cool. Then in the afternoon, we'd mm-hmm. come out just shorts and shoulder pads when he knew it was going to be a hot day.
Exactly.
And that was a fun time.
Really?
So, but the practices was long. But I just bring that up because it brings back the memory. When we're talking about football, training camp, that type of thing, it brings back those types of memories. So let's talk about, and we'll move over to NFC real quick, and we'll go through that. Do the Eagles dominate the East? Because you still got the Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, Washington Redskins. Is it Philadelphia's to lose in the East?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Defending Super Bowl champs, you got to give it to them.
I do agree as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you have to dethrone them, mm-hmm. and then they have such a plethora. They have two starting quarterbacks, and either one can win. Mm-hmm. So and they just Darren Sproles may be back, you know, mm-hmm. possibly.
Ooh. Right, another weapon.
And I really think that the Eagles are the ones that to beat. Period. AFC or NFC.
Okay,
it's going to be tough to beat them for teams from either conference to beat them.
All right. I like Jay Ajayi going to the Eagles.
I like him.
I like that. And then you had brought up the fact that Darren Sproles could come back there, and that's pretty good. I like that too. I like Alshon Jeffrey being a receiver of the Philadelphia Eagles. I was a fan of Alshon Jeffrey when he's with the Chicago Bears, but just seeing him going to Philadelphia, I like that. Mike Wallace, I'm not sold on Mike Wallace. Even when Mike Wallace was in Pittsburgh with the Steelers, and then he went to the Dolphins, and now he's with the Eagles.
Right.
He went to Baltimore.
He went to Minnesota, then Baltimore.
Didn't he?
Yeah, he bounced around for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? He went to Minnesota for a half a season too.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, so
isn't
now
it?
This
yeah.
is like almost the fifth team. He's mm-hmm. becoming a. Go ahead.
What's
go ahead,
scary man. About him though is he's still fast as
he
was
got
the,
his
first,
jets though, man.
The first year he came in the league,
right.
and he's going to give Philadelphia that extra weapon that's going to really take him over the top.
Because he replaced Torrey Smith.
Oh no doubt.
Moved on,
And then you got Nelson Aguilar, who was people were ranting about him and raving about him when he came out of college into the NFL. So it'll be interesting to see what Nelson can come up with. But again, like Aubrey, like you said, you know, you got two starting quarterbacks in Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. Nick Foles is Super Bowl MVP, who's now second on the depth chart.
See, that stuff is hard, man, to deal with, man.
That's the weirdest thing I've seen.
Okay.
But from an aesthetic standpoint, you know, an etiquette standpoint, he has to be second because he replaced the quarterback who was injured.
Right.
Okay, so I don't believe in aesthetics and I don't believe in, you know, procedural stuff. I mean, he won a Super Bowl. He should be the starting quarterback.
Right. I got it. Now, what about Dallas, man? Everybody loves the Dallas Cowboys. And for those of you who don't know, back in the 70s, it was the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then in the 80s, San Francisco, the 49ers.
Yes, sir.
You had the Giants, though. You can't forget about the Giants.
That's true.
But there was a time when it was all Dallas, and they said it was America's team.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're almost 40 to 50 years later. But, I mean, some people still see Dallas as America's team because either you love Dallas or you hate Dallas.
And I mean, I've always had respect for Jerry Jones. Some people don't like him, but think about the NFL and the market, how marketable they are right now,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
mm-hmm.
building that billion-dollar stadium with the big old screen and everything, he likes to do things big. It kind of reminds me of another Jerry,
mm-hmm.
Jerry Buss
mm-hmm.
from back in the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're one of the youngest teams in the NFL. I mean, you got a 24-year-old quarterback, Dak Prescott, who I remember in Mississippi State did his thing. Mm-hmm. And I like what he did. And I also like the running back, Zeke Elliott. I mean, hopefully he'll get a chance to play 16 games this year. So he'll do his thing. But the biggest question with them is who's their receivers? Because since there's the unsigned Dez Bryant, still hasn't been signed by anybody. Mm-hmm. And Terrence Williams, I'm sorry. That's another one of those that might as well put me out there. Right. So the question is, who's going to be the man catching the passes?
Well, nobody wants another T.O., so that's why Bryant's not signed by anybody. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. They don't want the drama.
Right, you know? And I can understand
and
that.
And he wasn't as productive, though, in recent years. He wasn't that 1,000-yard mm-hmm. receiver that he had been, you know, earlier in his career.
Right.
So I definitely get that. I don't know. I mean, to answer your question, who's going to be the receiver? I know Cole Beasley isn't bad. He hasn't been bad, even though he's second on the depth chart right now. But we still got training camp to go through. And also, I mean, Tavon Austin – he could get some looks. I mean, he might be like that slot receiver right now. But if you're a quarterback, if Dak has to go underneath a lot,
right?
He could look at Austin and he could look at that at Ezekiel Elliott coming out of the backfield.
That's true because he does do that. Yeah.
I don't know, man. It might be a receiver by committee in Dallas this year. That's just my opinion.
It's just odd because, you know, when you think of the great Cowboy teams, you always had a playmaker. You had Drew mm-hmm. Pearson back in the day, Tony Hill, and I mean, I guess you could say Preston Michael Pearson, Irvin. And then Michael Irvin, and then Alvin Harper for, you know, when he was there. And so you always had somebody to get the ball to. So that's going to be interesting. I think that's the reason why they're not going to take Philly mm-hmm. right now. I think that's the reason why. Yeah.
All right. So real quick, I want to move on. I'm not even going to talk about the Redskins. No, I'm just but we're going to, just in essence of time, we're going to move to NFC North with the Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings. Everybody's saying the Vikings, this might be their year. What do you guys think?
I think last year was a misnomer. They have some talent, but I really think that it's going to be a real deep situation with the Vikings, especially offensively.
Okay.
I just don't see them being as productive in 2018 as they were in 2017.
Okay.
But again, that's going to depend upon injuries. That's going to depend upon other offseason acquisitions of that particular division. So it's going to depend, I think, on several things.
I think it's going to depend on Dalvin Cooks to see how he comes back from the injury.
Right.
He's going to be the man that he showed us he could be last mm-hmm. year.
That's for sure.
That boy was dangerous before he went down with an injury.
It really was.
So I think that's going to be interesting to see. Kirk Cousins, I'm not a Kirk Cousins fan.
No.
And then he's backed by Trevor Siemian and Kyle Slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like, who? So I agree. I don't know. Yeah. I don't see where everybody's saying that it'll be their year.
No.
And where that's coming from. Mm-hmm. But hey, I mean, if the experts, the so-called experts, are saying it, I mean, they got to get the information from somewhere.
That's for sure. But I have two words on why they're not going to come close to winning that division. And his name is Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be back. Going to be back, and he can still make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
people talk about Ben Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers is a killer.
Okay.
He when he's on, mm-hmm. he will slice and dice a defense. I don't care who he's playing. You know, so as long as he has one good receiver and one good tight end who can either chip and go out in the flat somewhere, mm-hmm. as long as he has a second read, a second option, he's a very, very dangerous quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, so if you gentlemen don't mind, what I'm going to do is move over to the NFC South real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. That's my team. But I can never sleep on Cam Newton.
Absolutely not.
The best quarterback, as far as I'm concerned,
in the NFL. Okay.
Cam Newton.
But here's a question, though. Do you think this is probably the most competitive division?
I think so.
Because you
got Matty Ice with the Falcons.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, you got Cam with the Panthers. Okay.
And then Jameis.
You got Jameis Winston who has to sit out the first three games.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, he does have to.
And then you got
200-year-old Drew Brees.
Yeah, you got Drew.
Drew Brees.
Still it is the most competitive. Yeah. That's a scary division.
Yeah, it is.
All we did was talk about the quarterback.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. Yeah, it's a shame that Jameis Winston gets back.
Mm.
Yeah, he'll take that team up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but real quick, because I know we're gonna go to break real quick. I don't want to cut you off, Ray, our NFL analyst. Let's cover the NFC West real quick so we can put a wrap on the NFL talk. Arizona Cardinals, Los Angeles Rams, San Francisco 49ers, Seattle Seahawks.
LA Rams.
Yeah, man, what a season last year! Yeah. Wow.
All right, talk about them. Go ahead.
and they talk about, and you know, we give our respect to Le'Veon Bell whenever he's on the field, that he is a very good running back, one of the best. But I'm sorry, Todd Gurley is better than him.
I reluctantly concur.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you want to talk about paying him the money to be a receiver and a rusher?
Right.
I mean, you mean the dude is just a bad boy.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he did step up. I got to give that to him. He stepped up last year and showed that he was a bad boy. My thing with the Rams is, I just salivate when I look at their defensive line. You have Ndamukong.
That's just sick.
Yeah, and Aaron Donald, are you kidding me?
In the same line.
In the heart of the I dare you to run up the middle against the Los Angeles Rams with those two in there.
Yeah, they're going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, because you got Michael Brockers at the one end, and then that's just going to be interesting because I think they do three down linemen with the Rams.
Really? They're a 3-4?
I think they're a 3-4.
I thought they were 4-3.
Is there a 4-3? Yeah. Then you might be right. They might be a 4-3. Because I'm seeing, even if I look at their depth chart, I'm looking at the defensive tackle and the nose tackle and then the defensive end. And then they have like four linebackers. Yeah, so they're a 3-4.
3-4?
They're
listening
to 3-4 right now.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, so I mean, hey, just when I talk about two of the three up front, I'm already impressed.
Yeah.
And I didn't even talk about Jared Goff, who was impressive last
year. Yeah, he did good.
He was very impressive.
Very impressive.
I mean, so the Rams, okay. But then my question to you gentlemen is San Francisco 49ers before we get out of here with this, before we go to a break.
Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, everybody's saying he's so great. Mm-hmm. Well, he backed up Tom Brady all those years. But the thing about it, I just don't see them having the he's a good quarterback. He has a few weapons. Mm-hmm. I just don't see them having the balance defensively or offensively that the Rams have.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, they're still developing. I mean, I like what he did, you know, when they signed him. Mm-hmm. What were they, like 0-8 when he joined the team?
Right. Oh, and forever.
And he ironically beat New England. And so, yeah, they're definitely not playoffs, at least not yet. But then again, depends on how the other two teams do, because it's a shame that Seattle the door is almost closed and they're not the same team as we've known them to be.
Legion of Boom is not a Legion of Doom, it's looking like.
Basically.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, you know, Richard Sherman's now with San Francisco 49ers.
That's going to be weird.
It's going to be weird seeing him in the backfield and then secondary. And speaking of Seattle, you just can't sleep on Russell.
No,
that's for sure. He's still getting it done, man. He's a bad boy. I like his attitude and his heart as well.
Mm-hmm. But can he rejuvenate this team? Like, can Seattle be the team that they used to be?
Can they be the team they used to be? I don't think they can.
Okay.
And then they have a thing. They have some acid in the locker room against Pete Carroll.
Right.
Of all the things. So all that rah-rah-rah stuff that was working 5-6 years ago is no longer relevant. They become immune to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Pete Carroll has just not been motivating, but also coaching the way he's supposed to coach.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, all my money's on Russell Wilson when it comes to the Seahawks. As long as he gets them together, I think that they can make some things happen. He got a couple receivers in Tyler Lockett,
yeah.
And then Doug Baldwin.
Mr. Baldwin.
So he has some receivers there. He lost his tight end a long time ago. Who packed up and went on?
He should have never went there, man. He wasn't no fit.
So it'll be interesting there. It's going to be interesting. Okay, that might be an interesting team because when you look on the defensive side of the ball, you're going to have a couple of interesting pieces there. And when I say interesting pieces, I'm talking about the brothers.
Oh yeah,
okay? It'll be interesting to see how they contribute to that defense. And then again, like you guys said, the Legion of Boom, man, it might not be no longer.
Yeah, and it's a shame when I guess we consider them a dynasty. They went to two Super Bowls.
They could have been, but they came up short. When you didn't give the beast mode the ball, that
exactly
destroyed any future hopes of being.
Couldn't believe that, man.
I think that's what blew up the locker room.
Yeah,
I think that one play in a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
When you didn't give it to Marshawn Lynch so he could carry it over to score that touchdown,
mm-hmm.
I think that blew up the locker room.
But what's crazy is they gave him the ball before, and he almost did it. So why not do it again?
Almost only counts in horseshoes. This is Urban Media Today talking sports. Trevin A. Jones, Aubrey Bruce, and Ray Porter Jr. We're going to take a quick break and then come back and wrap up the show. It's a beautiful Saturday. We're glad you're here. See you after this.
In your hand, you have have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com.